and Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with Kansas State University band director Frank Trace. Love the music in there. Dave Lewis, thank you for the complimentary music. And one of my very favorite people, I always enjoy talking to Frank, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, if you want to join in to our discussion. And you can tweet us at 1350 CAMN. And you brought in a beautiful display of 70 photos of 75 years of the K-State Band. And it's just incredible. K-State University Marching Band. And it's, I mean, some of those date back, it looks like, to quite some time ago.
There's some pretty cool pictures. We try to put a poster together every couple of years. And lately it's been every year. But this one, somebody came up with the idea of putting some band formations on that we've done over the years. And we went back sometime 75, 80 years and got some at Memorial Field with the grass and that sort of thing. And it's pretty cool pictures. It's a big history. It's a couple band day, record-breaking band day formations there. And some of the new stuff and some of the old stuff. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, describe the record-breaking ones. What are we talking about there?
Well, you talked I think it was in the 60s. There was a Guinness Book of Records for the number of band kids on the field. It was over 5,000. Something of that nature, and that was a pretty big event, and lots of kids, and lots of good PR, and here we are again, another year coming up.
I've been seeing lots of good stuff on social media. People are just so excited about you. You've been out and about around town. You've even been out on the highway, I guess. Somebody had a photo of you out doing a little bit of work out there. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I think you were in a vehicle or something of that nature. But I've seen a lot of fun social media about marching band members.
Yeah, I have to remember that my license plate says Band 1 on it, so I have to be careful how I drive and what I do. But we've been everywhere. This is this band is a great band filled with great kids, and it's a big community vehicle. We are, you pick up any rock in the creek and you're going to find the band underneath playing Wabash Cannonball. I mean, we're all over the place, which is the way it should be, and that's what we're here for.
Well, who all's on your band? I mean, and numbers and all that good stuff. I'm sure they're from all over the place.
We've had a record number of kids. Again, over 500 kids came in, and we took 425. There's about 150 first-year members. They're smart kids. They're coming in smarter. They're better players. They're better marchers. It keeps getting better and better, which is the way it's supposed to. So it's working out. And some pretty good statistics from the kids here. There's about a 27 average ACT score, which is pretty high. The average high school GPA is about 3.85 of the kid in the band, which is really high. The school GPA at K-State the freshman year, I should say the fall semester, is usually about 3.4, 3.45, which is excellent. About 100 different majors, about 20-something percent, 22, 23% engineering majors, about 20% music majors. About 45 to 50% of the kids have a part-time job, full-time teaching, full-time class load and marching band and have a part-time job. That's a good kid. That's a great kid. There's six hours per game day week and 10 hours on game day of rehearsing and practicing. There's about 180 high schools represented, about 160 cities, 18 states. The top cities that send us kids are Overland Park, Wichita, Topeka, and Olathe. That's where most of the kids come from.
We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take a call already. First thing in the program. And welcome to In Focus with band director Frank Trace. Go ahead, please.
I have a suspicion that the reason the kids are coming back to school here, kids are coming into school, and they're smarter and better band players, is because that is a legacy of yours, that you have trained so many kids in the band that have gone out and become band directors, and I think it's full circle now. The next thing I'd like to say is a real quick, funny one. About 20 years ago, when the band was marching down points, and we used to do that, maybe you still do anyway, my mom was standing there, and she said, you know, when the band directors look young, you feel real old. You do a great job. Every band member I've ever talked to you says you're the greatest, and I agree. Have a great day.
Well, we appreciate that. You haven't talked to them all. There's depends on if it's raining and if I'm yelling at them or not. But, you know, that getting that young band director thing there, that's over now, so I'm – I'm marching with the band and kind of holding on and hanging on to get to the end of the parade. So I appreciate the grads out there teaching, too. That's part of the goal here is to get as many of our kids out in the public schools. Music is a strong component of education. It belongs there. And the band scene and all the people that are out there teaching deserve a big pat on the back. They're doing a great job. And my goal is to get as many K-State grads out there as I could to help recruit and send kids to Kansas State. And it's working, and We're still out recruiting, so thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that.
And I will add on a little bit to that listener's comments, because I know you do a lot of recruiting. You do a lot of traveling to get the best of that you can find. I mean, you could go all over the place from what I remember. I'm sure you've done the same this past summer, too.
Yeah, it's been a busy summer. You know, the longer you're in a profession, you know, to get the more people think you know what you're doing, which is not true by any stretch of the imagination. But I've been around, and I've lasted a long time, so I've been traveling a lot. Lots of clinics from Kansas to I did a band in South Africa, and all kinds of, I taught in Philadelphia this summer and all kinds of places. So, you know, it's one of those where you get around and do that, and the name is out there. Everybody knows K-State. Everybody knows Bill Snyder and the football magic and this university. So it's kind of a good place to be at the right time. So, and it's lasted for a long time. We hope it continues.
Of course, we associate the K-State Marching Band with football. I mean, that makes perfect sense, but mm-hmm. they do a lot of different things. And
we are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the volleyball band, is we had auditions for that, and we picked that. They're going to play at all the volleyball games. That's probably one of the more active vocal bands we have, and Susie Fritz and those folks are just amazing people to work with and deal with, and they're just very appreciative. They're good people. We have a pub crawl. We started probably about 20 years ago, there was a stretch of a couple games where we lost, and I thought, well, it was a Friday night. Maybe we need to – the town was down. I told the band, I said, here's what you need to do. You need to go down to Aggieville, get in the middle of the street, stop traffic. I said, we're going to get in trouble for this, but sometimes it's going to be good trouble. And I said, play Wabash and a fight song and run away, and I didn't tell you to do this. They did it. It exploded. I got a call from a police officer saying, you know, you got to have a police or a parade permit and all that, and I apologized, and all was good. One thing led to another. Now we have a pub crawl band, and now we have three pub crawl bands with about 30 kids apiece. Every night, every Friday night before the home game, except for the first one, which is Purple Power Play, we go into, I think it's about 45, 50 establishments, restaurants, bars, you name it, and they're going to bust in and play the fight song and Wabash and a cheer and scream and then run out. So it's a pretty cool thing. The pub crawl is a very popular ensemble to get in. And, of course, we got a bunch of concert ensembles. We have five. So we're busy, but it beats working for a living. There's no question.
Explains all the social media, because when people are out eating, you know,
yeah,
a lot of my friends, and you'll see it, and so much excitement.
I'm not on social media, and there's probably a good reason for that. But I hear about it. Kids show me things, and every time I need to know something, my wife will tell me, because she's the smarter person in this family. So,
and you're doing well staff wise.
We are. We have a new staff member, Don Lynn, who was with us for 7 years as the assistant director, needs to get his doctorate. He wants my job. And you can't have my job unless you have that terminal degree. So he needed to go, and he gets someplace to get that. He went to OU, University of Oklahoma. And it's funny because he's bringing the pep band up here for the OU game. So we have some special things ready for Don. Hopefully he's going to teach them one more tune so they can play something other than Boomer Sooner in the stands. But He's gone, and he's working on his PhD and her DMA, and we have a new assistant director. His name is Dr. Alex Wimmer. Alex is from Gretna, Nebraska, taught up there for a while, did his undergrad at University of Nebraska, Omaha, and then has got his master's and doctorate here with us, and he's doing a great job.
Dave wants to add something other side of the glass there.
I think one of the neatest things that I've seen that's gone viral is the video of four of your band members stranded alongside the road in southwest Kansas doing Wabash in a pickup.
Yeah,
that's what I was referring to when I was trying to say along the highway. Even.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are good kids. They're very good kids. They were out going to Garden City to do a band camp. We send a lot of our students out to help with high school bands, and they were out there. And they got a flat tire, and they tried to fix it, but the jack broke. So I know some other schools are saying, you know, K-Staters need to learn how to change a flat tire. Mm. They do. The jack broke. So they got
most other schools just call AAA.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, okay.
But they got the trombone out and the trumpet and played the drums on the hood, and that went viral. And I heard about that from phone calls from a lot of people.
Oh, I bet you did. That is terrific.
That's cool.
And one of the things that I just absolutely love to do is, you know, Purple Power Play on Points. The band is so involved in that. And that's coming up here next Thursday and Friday.
Here we go. Here we go. We're ready. Yeah. We're ready.
Is that your first real appearance for the season?
Well, we played at the Traditions thing at the convocation in the stadium on Sunday. We did the last Saturday night in front of a rally house. We played a little pep rally there. So it's not the first, but it's the first where it's actually lots of people. And, well, I shouldn't say that. The stadium had 5,000 people in it. But, yeah, it's our first Manhattan type of thing.
Do you get people come watch you practice at
we do.
Memorial Stadium?
We do. I have a grad student assigned to tell me who's there so I can be careful what I say and when I say it. So,
should we take a break?
You mean we don't mic you up for that?
Oh, they do. Yes.
9:17, and we have Kansas State University Band Director Frank Trace, 537-1350, already received one very complimentary phone call, and appreciate that. If anybody else would like to call in and join in the discussion, we would love that too. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.